This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
A new policy here at the Hungry Eye is to bring you people who are in the news currently, and the gentleman you're about to meet could possibly be the most important man in any of our lives. He's the United States Air Force officer who has been chosen to be the first man sent into outer space. I'm referring to the chief astronaut with the United States Interplanetary Expeditionary Force, and here he is now. How do you do, sir? May we have your name?
My name? Jose Jimenez.
And you're the chief astronaut with the United States Interplanetary Expeditionary Force?
I am the chief astronaut. With the United States Interplanetary. With... My name, Jose Jimenez.
Mr. Jimenez, could you tell us a little about your spacesuit?
Yeah. It's very uncomfortable.
How much did the spacesuit cost?
That spacesuit cost
$18,000. $18,000?
Yeah.
That seems rather expensive.
Well, it has two pair of pants. That's only $9,000.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I've been noticing this, Mr. Jimenez. What is this called? A crash helmet?
Oh, I hope not.
Some of you may recognize that from the 1960s. Usually he was on Ed Sullivan's program, Jose Jimenez. And it was actually Bill Dana actually played that part. But probably the most important man in the world is Guillermo Jimenez. Hello, Guillermo.
Hey, John, how's it going?
you younger guys, I'm telling you, you know, you missed out on all the good stuff.
I guess so, man.
The basis for rock and roll that the entire world it was pretty cool. Television, you know, it wasn't real big back in the 60s. We still had the black and white tube, but it was making its move onward to control millions of people's minds in this country. but this came from a simpler time where, well, more people were real and the news seemed more real, but it really wasn't. Those were the days also, Guillermo, that there was three networks. There wasn't 957 channels, and that's not including the X-rated ones and the sports channels the NFL football packages and everything else. We had ABC, NBC, and CBS. And I can remember when I start paying attention to the evening news back in 1963, I was in the fifth grade, when they splattered Kennedy, made him into human confetti for, I guess, competing with the other criminals, the Federal Reserve people. That's my contention, at any rate. I start paying attention to the news back then, and I tune into ABC for a few minutes, and then I flip the channel to NBC, and then over to CBS, and I notice something. They were doing the exact same stories almost in the exact order.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, whoa, that's kind of strange. Well, maybe that has to do with competition. They don't want anybody to get a leg up on them. No, that had more to do with managed news. It wasn't a lot easier back then to manage the news. How do you manage 957 million channels now?
Yeah, or for that matter, the internet and the endless channels that are available on a worldwide stream. It's become more and more difficult to manage the flow of information, which is, you know, a good thing, obviously. Although there is so much noise that so much media does cause, there are so many distractions that it's hard to fine-tune, and that's something that I guess we as individuals, as consumers of information, have to work on ourselves to fine-tune our own filters to get at real information. But no, I suppose you're right. You know, with three channels back in the day, it was much more it was much easier to control that flow of information, as it is in countries like North Korea, China, for example, where the media is strictly controlled. And in many ways, in the United States, that the media is controlled, at least the mainstream media is controlled to deliver that same prepackaged government-approved narrative that we get through those talking heads on CNN, MSNBC, and so forth. But thankfully, yeah, we do live in an age with internet and a multitude of outlets for media that we can get real, solid, informative programs like yours and so many on RBN.
Well, and there's new kid in town. There's new sheriff in town. And, you know, it's really amazing. I have been watching this very closely. And I am watching the mainstream, supposedly conservative, and let's face it, they're all neocons. All mm-hmm. Let's all support the troops, and oh, we're all against terrorism, and well, we're all for saving money. But my God, look at this terrorism! We got to spend all this money and steal all these freedoms. It's mm-hmm. more expensive than just paying a few bills for their insatiable war criminality, I guess you can call it. And I've mm-hmm. always hesitated saying that because we've had people out there that were on the extreme left that were peaceniks and leftover hippies, and I want to take your property and smoke a big doobie from, you know, from way back.
Yeah.
You know, so I always kind of like tried to not separate my, how do you separate yourself from the human race? You can't. Mm-hmm. But on a political aspect, but it is. It's we're an empire, self-admitted. England always used to brag about their empire. And I guess it's important to go beat up people and steal their resources and politically keep everybody in line, or at least underneath your boot. But now it's all coming to an end because the mechanism that fed all of that joyful killing and global rampaging is drying up. The money is going bye-bye.
Yeah.
So, I mean, geez, old Pete.
Yeah, that's a good point, you know, and that's something that, you know, watching, speaking of consuming information and media, you know, during that presidential election or coronation, as it were, back in 2012, that's something that thankfully Ron Paul did really hit home, that, you know, even if you support the wars and the interventions and things like this and the empire building overseas, you have to admit, even if you are a neocon and do think this way, you have to face the facts that, as you just mentioned, the money has dried up. economically, this is unsustainable, and it will come to an end. It's just a matter of how and when. The question's not if. This we know. You know, all empires collapse eventually, and the American empire is no exception. You know, we really lack, and I say we, but I don't include you or I in this, but just speaking generally, the American public does lack a historical perspective, and they believe, many of them, that this will go on forever, that the party will never end, and it will come to an end eventually.
Well, and for all of those yippee-ki-yay riding high in the saddle, and we're riding off into the sunset of America, are you happy now? How's this looking for you right now? Looking good, is it? And you call yourself an American conservative? Yippee-ki-yay! How did that... Bruce Willis say that in a movie? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, I don't know, Guillermo, if you heard this. Supposedly, September 1st of this year is when everything's supposed to come to an end.
Oh, again? Is that right?
Yeah. Only it's not Planet Nibiru or... Uh-huh. It has to do with some... The Pope bailing out of the... I don't know. I don't...
Yeah, it's hard to keep track of all these doomsday predictions. You know, there's so many of
well,
them.
Well, the only shoe that I'm waiting for to drop is the financial one, which...
Oh, sure.
See,
yeah.
We're not supposed to know exactly how much debt that is out there. We're not supposed to know how much toxic assets are actually sitting on their books.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep asking the question, gee, with $100 trillion, quadrillion, whatever, 1,000 trillion, somebody was making money hand over fist.
Mm-hmm.
Where did all that money go, and can I have it back so you can quit this quantitative forever easing of what? Easing what? My mind? You're not easing anything. You're making things worse because you're monetizing everything because the money is not worth anything, and, well, you aren't loaning any of the stuff anyhow.
Right. No, I think you hit it right on the head there, John. It absolutely is a psychological easing. When they say quantitative easing, you know, that's exactly what's going on. It's about, easing the public's mind to think that everything is okay and we can keep this going just a little while longer. But again, lacking that historical perspective, lacking any economic sense, most people sort of fall for that, unbelievably. it's really, really frustrating, I guess, from our end to see all this. And you almost want to shake them and say, what are you doing? What are you thinking? Don't you see what's going on here? But of course, you can't do that. So we can only hope that putting out, countering that nonsense will do some good, in the end. Because, as you just mentioned, that's all this is a psychological, a psyop on the people, really.
Well, and yeah, we have not been here before. Now, we've had the critters out there, the thought that they were the best suited, they were the smartest, and we got the richest clan, so therefore, by divine right, we have the right to rule you and the entire planet. And most of this was done for economic reasons. Take a look at the Roman Empire. They went into Britain. They went into everywhere. They went into the Middle East. They were everywhere on this planet that one of their ships could carry them. But then they got spread out a little bit too far. They were spending a little bit too much money on the home front. And, well, things just started to fall apart because people, they just have this thing. Guillermo, I don't know what it is, but excuse me, I don't want to be ruled over. I don't want to be a slave. I don't want to be told what to do. I don't want to spend my life in service to you. And, by the way, who are you again? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it fell apart. Britain tried it. They did it because, well... they had shipping. They had commerce. They had the ships that could carry them to the corners of the earth. Well, now it's a little different. Now we got all kinds of spacey ships and astronauts and people with drones and 6,000-mile range missiles. And, well, we can blow a gnat off of a dog's rear end at 5,000 miles. Hey, aren't we smart now? But here we go. Now we're changing... Now we're starting to change the scenario. The United States is not going to be the preeminent power of the world. Well, let's make it, who else is out there? Oh, let's make it China. Let's do a bunch of business with them, and they can build warships and build bombs. And well, they can be the next. Well, there's only one problem. Have they said that they're changing their political bent? What are they going to be doing? Are they going to be promoting communism? Because all I could see... is it's now China is a bunch of communists that are doing business. That's all I see.
Yeah.
So the worm is turning. But I have a sneaking suspicion. In the world of communications, now, Guillermo, we are now on XDS.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have the ability to go out there on the heels of the mainstream talking heads that have been taken, well... I guess the liberals take them with a spoonful of cod liver oil. You know, it's that tasteful to them. But to other people that are in the land of the lost, they don't know what's conservative and what isn't anymore. They don't know at all. So they cleave to what they have convinced themselves. Oh, well, that guy's conservative, like a Sean Hannity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if you've been following what's been going on. And I have heard nobody else talking about this. Am I the only one that sees this or the only one that thinks it's important? What I am seeing the supposed conservative talk show host do, because who's nipping on their heels? Well, people like us. Why? Because we can. Because we want to. Because we must. Because we're not controlled by corporations. We're not going to lose our talking heads here if somebody says something wrong or bad about Monsanto or a member of the government or whatever the case may be. We have never cared. We care more about this country and a few politically correct bent feelings out there.
Mm-hmm.
So here we have it. They come out recently. They have named their god, and it's Mark Levin, and he's on 150 stations. He is through Cumulus, and so am I right now. Sorry, boys, but hey, you know, radio's radio. Remember when controversial radio used to be good? Okay. Any rate, they're out there, the Liberty Amendments, and we're going to make 11 amendments to the Constitution, and we're going to fix everything. And every one of these guys, doesn't matter if it's Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, doesn't matter. They have all jumped on board on this thing. Now, here's...
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, John. I was gonna just add to what you were saying because I have seen that, what you're talking about. You know, there is a very deliberate attempt to co-opt the message by these talking heads, these phony conservatives. You mentioned several of them just now, but they're even going as far as calling themselves libertarian conservatives or just outright libertarians trying to co-opt that label and that message. You know, it's beyond Orwellian at this point, but they're deliberately changing what that word means. You know, it's really quite wild for those of us that can see through it that.
It gets even better than that. And this is on XM Sirius, that Sean Hannity, in his promos for his show, the truth lives here.
Right. And I'm sure it does, Sean.
And I'm like, really? Just 3 weeks ago, you were calling this country a democracy. And we got to go out there and kill off more Al-Qaeda. Well, and I started to think, do you think they're starting to catch on that Al-Qaeda is just a joke? We're the ones that started it. We will use them in whatever country. We'll fund them. We'll do whatever. They're the good guy today and the bad guy tomorrow. And I'm wondering why they're doing this. And then exactly what you said, they co-opted, just as the Ron Paul movement in this country. I mean, it was taking hold, reintroducing to the these weird ideas like freedom and liberty and sound money and government. I should have the right to tell you to go fly a kite and there's not a damn thing you can do to me. You know, that kind of freedom. Well, what did they do? Well, the Tea Party. No, Ron, I can remember down here in Lady Bird Lake, of all places. Yeah, and we should have been dumping boxes of BS in that water rather than Mach Tea. But I remember marching down Congress Avenue here in Austin, Texas, going down there and doing the reenactment of the Boston Tea Party. Mm-hmm. And what it was called, the Ron Paulites out there were Tea Partiers. Then they got beat up and called teabaggers. And then Sarah Palin and the likes walked in and hijacked it.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing I see in radio going on today.
Yep, it's the same playbook. Right?
And I'll tell you what, on the other side, I'll tell you what the beauty of this is, because you know what? Nope, not going to say it.
Battle ready. Now you can be battle ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Well, let me see. Would this work to anybody's advantage? By the way, when we were going to break, I was playing with Dan here. He was holding... had everything else potted down so I could finish my statement, and I didn't finish it on purpose. I said I'd do it after the break. At any rate, some of the fun in doing live radio. I think, Guillermo, this is going to backfire on them, because now they're using terms like a constitutionally limited republic. And Sean Hannity, are you sitting down?
I am sitting down.
Okay, well, stand up so you just fall over on this one. Sean Hannity actually said the other day on air, we should just get out of the Middle East, period. I'm like...
Wow, that would have made me fall over. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, that's like Rush Limbaugh coming out and telling the tale in maybe one of his 3-hour shows. Imagine what the reaction in this country would have been. He's not a fat slob anymore. I can't call him a fat slob. And he's no longer hooked on his whatever that stuff was.
Mm-hmm.
But can you imagine if he would have came out and told the story about banking in this country? In one day, he could have set the dogs on Washington, D.C. and would have burned the damn town down.
Mm-hmm.
That is the power of radio, but only in the hands of people that have a heart, have a conscience, that are not in this for a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I'm not saying in this country you got to have you got to be damn poor to have a heart or a conscience. That's not true. Money does spoil a lot of people. Yeah. What I asked for when I got into the radio business, Lord, keep the ego and the quest for money out of it. Man, mm-hmm. He's still dishing up the second one. At any rate, it's been an exercise. But years ago, somebody in the radio industry told me, and this was like almost on the QT, like if you ever ask me, don't ever use my name, don't mm-hmm. bring it up, because I'll deny it. High-end guy in New York told me, he said, look, all you got to keep doing is just keep it up. You may not, people may not hear you everywhere. People may not even be aware of who you guys are and what kind of programming you do. But just keep up steady rhythm. One of these days, you'll get a break. And I do believe we have. Because now the station owners and managers, while the Sean Hannity show is playing or the Rush Limbaugh or whatever, one of our shows might pop up and they go, what the hell is that? We're already getting calls from station owners going, you know, we heard your show the other day. Then we started listening to your network. We'd like to pick up this show and that show.
Mm-hmm.
And we go, okay, fine. We'll send out an agreement to you. The power of radio, ladies and gentlemen, is not dead, especially, and I don't like using this as an example, but it is true. There's going to be a lot more people that can't afford internet that are going to take a look at the internet that they've got right now. You enjoying those fast speeds? Remember the days you had dial-up? I think dial-up might become a thing again in this country because people may not have $40, $50, $60, $70, $80, $100 a month for high-speed internet. It very well may go away, but where does that leave us? On the damn radio dial. What's the one thing that's still free in this country? Radio. So I don't know. Are the planets lining up here, Guillermo? I don't know.
They could be, you know, and that's great news to hear, John, that more and more stations out there are picking up the programs. I mean, that this is the idea, after all, is to spread this message as far and wide as possible. And it's amazing that you mentioned, you know, what the Sean Hannity and his comments and the power that these few individuals can wield through radio and through media. But you're right. It is at the moment anyway in the hands of just a handful of people. Who are not in it for the right reasons. I don't know. You know, maybe I shouldn't say this, but I'm gonna anyway. But Hannity, Limbaugh, Beck, a lot of them, to me, are just glorified, highly paid actors. I mean, I honestly do not think that they believe half of what they say, and that's being generous.
Yeah.
And you mentioned earlier before the break about them catching on to the trends, the movements of the people, and I don't know if that's necessarily true. I think that they've caught on, that the people have caught on. You know what I mean? That the yeah. public has caught on to these ideas of liberty and of how far we've come from a constitutional republic, and they have noticed that and have changed their tune because they want that audience. You know what I mean? So, you know, I suppose it's our job, as you just said, keep hammering away and keep that steady beat going. And we will catch a break. And it seems like it's happening already. More and more people tuning in, every day, every week, every month. And more and more stations picking up, the shows. And, you know, this is obviously very, very exciting news to hear, for someone who cares deeply about this message. And about exposing the masses to this message, because after all, that's what it, you know, many of them, that's all they need. Many of them, the masses, that is, haven't even heard this stuff before. You know, so often we end up preaching to the choir, it seems, but we got to remember that there's a lot of people out there that are hearing this for the first time, and that's very, very encouraging.
Well, and thank you for all of that, because you're exactly right. And people seem to forget. Guillermo, do you remember the first time that when you were doing radio programming and you got a call from somebody just out of the blue, they didn't know where they were at, how they got there, and they say something like, "Holy mackerel, I can't believe I'm listening to this." You know, those were the heady days. And for us that have been involved in this for so many years, it's like it's the same thing every day. It's just incremental. Yeah, the Republic took another hit. Yeah, okay, a little bit further in debt. Yeah, I might have to be going to the company store or working for the company store or whatever. Yeah, day by day. And that unto itself is almost mind-numbing. If you didn't keep your eye on the ball, and that ball simply being, we're in this ball game for the long haul. Mm-hmm. We're not popping up and, you know, just entertaining the programming that you're referring to, the Rush Limbaughs and whatever. That's entertainment. It's political entertainment.
Right. Mm-hmm.
'Cause Rush Limbaugh, anything outside of Republicans and Democrats, you'd swear to God that he never even heard of it. He does not interview people. He only screens heavily his little ditto heads out there that they say the right things when they get up on air. And when they don't, well, we've got a how many minute delay going on here? You know, we've built time up over all these breaks. You know, have some fun with Rush Limbaugh. Go in there and deplete. Because the way this, maybe I shouldn't tell people the way this works, but you're on delay and they have to build it up. A lot of callers have to knock off the air. Well, that knocks their little treasure trove of we have a few minutes that we can continue to buffer the people that we don't want on the air. Give you a classic example. Phoned in to Hannity's program, and there was Mark Levin, or Levin as he calls himself. He's on the program, and he's touting his book. And screener says, "Well, what question do you want to ask?" And I said, "Well, I haven't read Mr. Levin's book. What is in his book on the issue of sound money?" You could hear it. It was like flipping a switch. "Oh, okay, we'll pass that along." Click.
Right.
And I was, "Really? Really? You'll pass what along? What you have been told not to let through."
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're not going to pass along. Because I guess according to Mr. Levin, there isn't any 14th Amendment. He keeps whining and pining and crying only as a constitutional Jewish fellow from New York could do. And I will tout that, yes, the fact that he's on 150 radio stations. What does that tell you? What does that tell you, the listening audience out there, with the programming such as is on this network, after listening to this Mark Levin character, or Levin, whatever the hell he calls himself, with that minimal amount of radio talent and that amount of information that has been intentionally kept off of his radio program, what do you think is going to happen to a network such as this once we start to gain traction? And there's only a couple of us left out there. There's only a couple of what is considered the alternative media. And quite frankly, Guillermo, I never liked that, because we're not the alternative. This is, you know, this is like, I don't know, a bathtub gin with a little peach flavor in it. No. We're not the bathtub gin. We're the alternative to these clowns that have passed themselves off as being conservative and reporting news that really matters to the individual. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you,
If you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Making sense of news, media, politics, social issues, traces of reality is just that. Holding up a mirror to reality. Finding those little traces of truth that are left out there. They're there. You just got to put on the special glasses to see them. Often hidden, buried deep beneath mounds of garbage, fast food, entertainment, and media. And ain't that a mouthful. Television and radio that serve mainly to distract you from the truth, to distract you from reality. Your program, Traces of Reality, you're coming back on the airways. Matter of fact, you were on today.
Yes, sir. Today was our first day back on RBN on the airwaves. 10 to 11 a.m. Central is the new time slot on weekdays. Prior to that, we were doing the Saturday show, a two-hour Saturday show. And so, no, very excited to make the jump to weekdays, to that hour daily show. And, the website's tracesofreality.com. And I've been doing, in the interim, while we were off the airwaves for a little bit there, I was doing, weekly podcasts, there on the website. Got a ton of interviews that are up there in the archives that are absolutely free. I encourage people out there to check those out. Really, really good stuff. For example, John Whitehead just last week at the Rutherford Institute, Pepe Escobar, Paul Craig Roberts, so on, so on. I mean, just several interviews that are up there absolutely free. Again, we're not doing this for the paycheck. We're just trying to get that information out. So subscribe to that, that podcast feed. And coincidentally, also, I wanted to mention just briefly that I am doing another podcast, a weekly podcast for Sabelle Edmonds and the Bowling for Oxpost gang over on bowlingforoxpost.com. That comes out every Thursday right now. It's an exclusive podcast for that website. You can catch a preview clip on my site. So keeping busy, John. Yeah, and again, really glad to make that move to weekdays and be part of the RBN team as well.
Well, and, you know, it's, look, we're not going to open up six channels here. We're probably not going to open up a second channel. we're going to maintain one, because right in the middle of a damn depression. And by the way, if you don't know what a depression is, here is the best explanation for depression that I have ever heard. When you have three consecutive quarters where the gross domestic product does not increase, you're in a depression. And, you know, here we are, expanding. Now, that might sound, there's other radio stations out there that are white-knuckling right now. They're chewing their fingernails, and they're up to their elbow by now. They cannot stay on the air. They are having a hard time getting advertisers. Well, here's a clue for you. Why don't you put some programming on? I love this scenario. Their backs are up against the wall. What the hell? I might as well go ahead and roll the dice. Yeah, I'll put that programming on. Go ahead. And then go out there and find, after you listen to the programming, and find out what this is all about. That there is no grand agenda here. We don't want to flip political aspirations in this country. We want to go back to what this country was and where its greatness emanated from. The freedom and the liberty and the happiness that people had, the inventiveness that they had, that they brain farted, they come up with stuff, they got a little money, they made it, they created jobs. We were having a grand old time. Notice I said having. We were having a grand old time, but can again. So you station people out there, you people listening to this network, this is the way I would approach it. You were afraid to touch stuff like that? It's time to touch it now, because unless you want to go dark, you better put somebody else on other than this lion asshat Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or whatever. Go ahead, roll the dice. It's only our country that's on the line. And by the way, all of our programming is backed up by actual fact. We limit the speculation. We don't have to. There's enough on the freaking plate that, as one person once said to me, from the Columbus Dispatch, a young reporter, a female, was absolutely aghast after I rattled for about 45 minutes without letting her get a word in edgewise. She just looked at me and went, wow. And one guy standing there, and he's got this smirk on his face, another reporter from another paper. And I looked at him, and I looked at her, and I said, he doesn't believe it. And she said, well, hell, if only 10% of what you just told me is true, we're in a whole lot of trouble. Mm-hmm. That was many years ago. We're in a lot deeper trouble than we were 10, 15 years ago. Then, Guillermo, they were too busy calling us extremist or right-wing or hate groups or something. I'd give it a name. If there was some way to discredit and discount what we were doing, and we don't do it any differently than what they do. We use electricity. We use the human mind. We use satellites. We use internet. We use computers and keyboards. Nothing's different except one thing. The view on the way the world really works, and not you propagandists out there that have built this, I don't even know what the hell to call it, a self-time blow up in your face fantasy dream, something cooked up from Madison Avenue that only the banks and credit could buy you. Well, where are we at now? We're standing on the precipice, looking into a hole, and there ain't nothing looking back at us. So yeah, you guys listening to this radio program, tell them to go to Dan. What are we on the XDS bird? Yes, you don't know the answer to that question. Let me get the great Michael Powers. Michael Powers, come here. He hates when I do this. If a person were to go to their local radio station that has one of these XDS receivers and was to ask the program manager or the owner of the station, you need to go up to your XDS box and listen to these guys. What would they be looking for on that satellite that satellite box that we're already programmed into?
RBN, and then the name of the program.
So, like RBN, the National Intel Report?
Correct.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
No hyphens?
Nope.
No commas?
Nope.
No spaces?
None.
No. There you go. There you go. That's all you got.
Easy enough.
That's easy enough. Go do it, folks. What the hell are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Our time is now. And Guillermo, I'm telling you, what I'm seeing, I'm always a guy that takes a look at a dark cloud and goes, oh, crap, I guess we need the rain. No, I look at that dark cloud and I'm always looking for the silver lining. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. Many times that was exactly what it was a dark cloud that was getting ready to dump on you.
Yeah.
But other than that, I always remained optimistic. Well, now we have a real chance.
Yeah.
With real programming produced by real people. I mean, real information, real news. Just at a time when the country is absolutely bleeding out of every orifice.
Right.
To get.
Right.
So,
no.
Yeah.
It's desperately needed. So I would like to echo what you just said, John. Absolutely. Listeners out there, and call up your local stations and get the RBN programming on the air where you live. And as for my show, you know, if you happen to live in the South Texas region, if by chance you're in Laredo, Texas right now, my hometown, and are listening to this, by all means, I've attempted to contact the local station here in the past, and they were not receptive to the content of the program. I do talk a lot about the drug war.
Oh,
and
well.
How that affects the well, border area.
Well,
and
you know, they were looking out.
Hey,
no, they were looking out over their own best interest. They didn't want a bunch of drug lords coming and pulling down their broadcast hours.
Yeah. Well, they got their own station, so they don't even need to mess with
they do.
They do indeed. The Los Zetas, who are from right a few miles down the road from where I'm sitting right now in Nuevo Laredo, actually do have their very own radio station and network. So
who do they advertise? The corner store?
That's a good question.
Drugs or us? What are they doing?
Oh,
are they
man.
There to supposedly counter the bad rap that their drug running and criminality is getting them?
Maybe. You know, I haven't had a chance to tune in, but
I know
it exists.
Please do. Please. I would love to find out. Do you think they'd run your show on that?
Let me contact them. I might have better luck.
Let me go over to the station across town that's owned by the bad guys. Maybe they'll put me on. God almighty. Yeah, that's another thing we've got to consider. Who are the good guys, and what
right.
does that mean anymore?
Right.
You know, I mean, does that mean kissing somebody, a subcontractor's butt for some commercial time that pays you a few shekels?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, Monsanto just bought who? The biggest for-hire monkey group out there, Blackwater. So now they got their own corporate security. You know where that one's going. At any rate, let's take the break here. Guillermo Jimenez is my guest back on the network. We'll take top of the hour break. Callers, I'll get you right after this.